Virgin Radio
104.4.
Pretty Malik's Gossip
with Disney Plus. Don't miss the latest obsessions on Disney Plus. Watch Poor Things, Taylor Swift The Eras Tour, Taylor's Version, and so much more. Download the app and subscribe now.
By the way, oh, here he comes. Yeah, it's already been, sorry, mate.
What have you done now?
Nothing. We just told the truth.
What?
About where you were.
Tell everyone where you were. I told the truth.
I had to go and get some yogurt.
That's a lie, you liar.
You're such a liar.
What? I said you're such a busy man, entrepreneur, that you can't, like, go into the gas station and just fill up your car.
No, it's not that. It's,
what is it?
You know what my car's like? It's very messy, right? So I'm getting it cleaned.
Oh, my God.
They're cleaning the car right now.
Because I've got my friends. I'm taking my friends to the bag shop down in Karama after the show.
Gosh.
And my car is an absolute state. So basically, I was just really embarrassed that I'm going to have like this family in my car and there's like biscuits all over the place.
Only in Dubai. Like, only in Dubai at 7:49 can you have like legendary humans come and just like wash
just
your car.
Amazing guy. Like, I've just had to bring him into the parking because they're not allowed to park and clean cars in public parking areas because they get a fine. So I had to bring him inside.
Bring him up to the show.
And then and then as they came to the barrier, he followed me through and the barrier came down on the top of his car.
What? Because you let two cars go in with one?
Yeah, he just followed me behind and it smashed on the top.
Oh,
but I said, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'm sorry. So then I had to run to the security and tell the security what had happened.
All right, thank you.
3 minutes of my time.
All right, Gossip, Pretty Malik, what have you got?
Okay, so this is really cool. This is coming to Disney Plus very soon. They've done a live concert of The Lion King at the Hollywood Bowl.
Is this with Beyonce's kid?
No. Kanye and Kim, Northwest.
Same.
Not the same.
Yeah, famous kid. Sorry, wrong couple.
Wrong couple. Yeah. Very wrong couple. So this is pretty cool. Some of the original voices reunited. But yeah, let's have a listen to Northwest singing I Can't Wait to Be King.
Hakuna Matata. What the phrase? Hakuna Matata. It means no worry.
Let's judge an 11-year-old, people. Shit, whatever it sounds like, it sounds great. Well done, Northwest.
Good job.
Getting up on that stage, it must be hard.
To be king. I mean, in the Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, it's great.
Intense.
It's an iconic sort of like concert hall in LA, so well done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this drama went down over the weekend. Nicki Minaj was arrested while in Amsterdam this weekend for alleged drug possession. She filmed and live streamed the whole ordeal and says she was held in a cell for 5 to 6 hours. The drugs apparently belonged to her security guard. Here's a little bit of what she posted on her Instagram. This is, she's sitting in a van and one of the agents from the airport comes to her and says, we got to check your bags.
No, I don't think it was a van. I think it was like a paddy, or we call them paddy wagons, where they throw in the back of the car. It's jail, like in the back of the car.
No. This is her in her van before she got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
They did just a random quick check, but now they want to open
Why?
It. Why? First of all, because you filmed him and he was like...
Because I filmed him?
Yeah, he was like... doesn't believe you that you don't have more with you than... You said
no. He asked me, do I have any more in those purses, and I said no. And I asked him, where are my bags? They took my bags and put it on the plane before I could know what bags are on the plane.
I see.
So this whole thing went on. Now Nicki had to postpone her concert in Manchester because that's where she was going, and she has basically suggested that her old management company may have been behind the arrest.
No.
Why?
I don't know, just try to like sabotage her shows or something. Well, there was something in the bags, but it apparently belonged to her security guard, not her.
Okay. Yeah, but still, do they...
I don't know. Got to know the rules before you travel.
Yeah.
And finally, the biggest drama is the red carpet at the Cannes Film Festival involving this one security guard.
Okay.
This woman.
Yeah, pretty like I'm seeing... I don't know if you guys are seeing this.
Mm.
On my social media, all I keep seeing is people walking up these red stairs at the Cannes
Correct.
Cannes
Cannes
Film Festival, right?
Yeah.
they walk halfway up these stairs and then they're getting like pushed around by security guards. What is going on? It's weird.
And it's the same woman. Yes. So if you remember, this happened with Kelly Rowland last week, and they got into a heated argument. So what they do is they walk the red carpet and then they go up the stairs, and halfway up the stairs, you know, they're still screaming the celebrity's name. So they turn around, do a little wave,
and get a photo, right? It's just like they're halfway up the stairs. They take a photo. They don't want people doing that, do they?
So this woman, though, doesn't even give them a second to stop. As soon as they stop, she basically manhandles everyone and pushes them up the stairs. There was this actress by the name of Maciel Tavernas. She had a really long train on her dress, right? Yeah. So she wanted to spread it across the stairs so everyone can get a shot of it.
Sure. How many carriages?
What?
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
She has a long train.
So anyways, she tries to do it, and they basically are, like, shoving her. They got into a physical, like, match. A Ukrainian model, same thing happened.
It's weird. Like, they're, like, literally the Ukrainian model, like, they're wrestling each other at the top of the red carpet. The Ukrainian model hits the ground.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is going on at Cannes? Now, I looked into it a little bit. It's because there's so many people that are walking that red carpet. There's a backlog of cars. It slows down the traffic, the whole city. So they need people to walk this red carpet as quick as they can. But, like, that's the reason why they're there, just for that one shot on the red carpet.
Like, the designers have put everything in to have that one really good shot on the carpet and on the stairs.
I read somewhere that you're not allowed to take pictures on the stairs. That's why they're ushering them. However, there's a bunch of different celebs who actually are taking pictures, so...
Imagine if it was Beyonce up there. Do you think that same security guard would be like pushing her up?
I'd love to see her try.
Not a chance.
There we go. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.